Hey, my name is Carl Hodel. I'm from Dana Point up in Orange County. I'm a pre-physical therapy major in kinesiology. And I guess for the first question, I guess when it comes down to it, the reason I'm taking physics is because it's required by my major, and I wouldn't be able to move on if I didn't take it. I don't have any particular interest in physics, but you do have to take it, so I guess that's why I'm in here. But regardless, physics is an important subject, and I think a lot of people don't realize that it has a lot of pertinent material in it that can apply to people with biology-based majors and not just engineering majors or something like that. Personally, to me, physics is important because I really don't really have to take a lot of math for my major except for statistics. So aside from the conceptual side of this physics class, the actual manipulation of equations and doing the math to get the answer just keeps me on my toes as far as math is concerned, so I don't forget how to do that kind of stuff. Physics is particularly important to my major for physical therapy because when you're treating an injury, understanding the mechanics of the injury is very important in the rehabilitation process. So, in addition to knowing the specific anatomy of where the injury occurred, knowing how like different forces applied at different angles will affect that body part will help me as a physical therapist diagnose and picture exactly what is wrong with that body part. So if I know that, then I will know what I can and can't do with the patient as far as stretching and exercises go and things like that. I think that the way Tony makes us go through the three steps of diagramming, reasoning, and the solution for each problem helps a lot. Not only does it help you practice for the exam, but it stops you from doing the problem just to get the answer, just to get it right. So, particularly the diagramming and the solution parts of the problem make sense of your answer before and after you find it. So, the diagram and the reasoning will help you visualize what is going on and understand why numbers came out the way they did, instead of just plugging in a bunch of numbers and circling the answer. Just having the answer isn't enough in today's world. It's really competitive out there. I've been a physical therapy aide for 2 years now, and when the patients ask their therapist a question, they don't just want to hear the answer. Not only do they want to know what is happening, they want to know why it's happening, why they have to do this stretch, and how this exercise is going to help them, things like that. I think that by making us do all these three steps in each problem kind of indirectly helps us learn how to explain things on a higher level so that we help our patients. I like college. I actually just transferred to San Diego State from a community college back home, so I'm really excited about being down here, being on my own. The beach isn't too far away, so that's definitely a plus for me. The thing I expect from college is just really to prepare me for the real world, you know. All education is supposed to help you when you actually get out there, but I think at the college level, this is the big time that the things you learn in your classes should really stick with you, and you should be able to recall the things that you learned and use them in everyday life. I mean, I'm paying $1,800 to go to school each semester, so I hope that that kind of money would do some good outside of the 4 years I go to college, because that's a pretty big chunk of change out of my pocket. But aside from that, I think that college should not only be about just about the education, but also about having an experience. It sounds real cliche and you hear it all the time, but people always say that if they could go back and relive one part of their life, it would be their college years, hands down. That's why I really want to make this time in my life an experience that I would want to relive by not having my nose in a book 24/7, always at the library. Although the main focus of college is to get educated, learn about the field that you're going to go into and have an occupation in, I just don't think that not going out, not partying, not having a good time is normal. Like, my mom always says everything in moderation, so I think if you can keep it under control, it's chill. Being able to balance all the studying and all the partying is a good lesson to learn, and I think it can be applied in real life just as anything you learn in the classroom, so you just got to do that, and that's about it. Peace.